This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, I figured out as we, you know, watch the playbacks and stuff. The TV guys, your mothers must have been the ones that told them, you know, sit up straight all the time. Because the TV guys, you know, they're always sitting up, shoulders back, and they sound so, you know, sure of themselves. All the radio guys kind of slump over the mic, slump over the desk, and everything else. And it's just kind of like, we're just talking here, right? We're just talking here, right? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll there, you get involved in the live chat room, give me your email address, send you an email a week. And even then, not so much. You know, we've had trouble with the email service off and on. I'd like to blame it on the fact that we're conservatives, but I don't think that's it. I think there's something wrong in their code, but that's something we'll deal with later. But, or you can, you know, again, another way to get it is via text messaging. You can text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Hayden Williams has been bashing the left on their intolerance because they are pushing hard to silence conservatives. Now, I would imagine, I think it's Hayden's first, and I got to tell you something. I was at CPAC last week when President Trump was speaking, and in the speech, when he talked about this young man that had been, you know, beat up at Berkeley or pounded on at Berkeley, he said, "Is Hayden here?" And Hayden raised his hand, and he had Hayden come up on the stage with him. Give him a big hug and said, you know, man, it took a lot for you not to, like, pound on this guy. And it was kind of cool to see the president do that. Notice that this president didn't start getting on law enforcement. He actually supported the victim. Leadership Institute Field Representative Hayden Williams, in a U.S. Today op-ed published Wednesday, he reflected on the recent unprovoked assault against him at the University of California. Well, you were at Berkeley. That's supposed to be kind of laid back, right? The state of free speech on college campuses, he says, is the left. It's like their holy grail to stop. Now, they agree with free speech. They agree with a free flow of thoughts, as long as they come from their side of the aisle, as long as they line up with their tenets. He said, "I've seen intolerance and hate towards conservatives in our college campuses with my own eyes." Now, Williams now works for campus reform. The only difference between what happened to me on February 19th and every other day is that the event was caught on video. And he's right, because we report on him here all the time. We hear these reports on how they, you know, and see where they've ripped up signs, where they've ripped, especially pro. You do anything pro-life on a college campus nowadays, and you're gonna run yourself into trouble. Williams went on to cite several past examples as reported by Campus Reform, and that's, you know, if you ever get a chance, go over to campusreform.org. They've got some great stories about things going on college campuses. You know, when conservative students are, I don't even want to say protesting, when they're doing rallies, when they're doing information, because they're not, they don't really protest like the left does. I don't want to put them in that category. They seem, it always seems to be somebody from the left has to rip up private property, has to destroy a display, or actually physically assault someone. It seems to be part of their book. And maybe they figure at some point in time, they'll scare off enough of these people, scare enough of these people to the fact that they won't even try to do this anymore. So, and the reason for this, Williams says, is that because young liberals believe that they are on the side of morality. When it comes to the culture war, when it comes to making everything wonderful, the millennials believe that they are the spokesperson for morality. They don't know how wrong they are. Even the generation behind them has had it with them. Or in front of them, I should say. In order to win, they have to silence any form of dissent, Williams adds. Leftist and progressive wing of the Democrat Party aspire to nothing less than to make it de facto impossible to be conservative in public or on campuses. I mean, a conservative, and I didn't pull the story up, but I just saw it, is that a conservative school would not allow Star Parker, a outspoken conservative, Christian Republican conservative, on campus. They were afraid for her safety. What about the kids on campus? Seriously. If you're afraid for her safety, what about the kids at her campus that are supposed to be conservatives, that went to your school, whose parents sent them to your school because you're supposed to have a conservative environment? See, if I spent my money sending my kids to your school to be in a conservative environment, to be able to be safe, and something went sideways, I would sue your butts. Because your brochures and your website and your conversation led me to believe that you would protect in a conservative way you would protect my children. Williams' op-ed comes the same day that his alleged attacker, Zachary Greenberg, is scheduled to be arraigned. I'm glad they've charged him with three felonies. Oh, and one misdemeanor charge. One of the three felony charges include making a criminal threat. Now, according to the criminal complaint, a copy of which Campus Reform obtained on Tuesday states the serious nature of the charge. It is further alleged that the threatened crime on his face and under circumstance in which it was made was so unequivocal, unconditional, and immediate that it was a gravity of purpose and an immediate prospect of execution. In other words, they got to move quick. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute. The left has lost. Well, can't lose their minds because maybe they didn't have them. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Lots of ways you can get in touch with us, lots of ways you can get involved in the conversation. Okay, back at it because I enjoy this so much. Yes, making you crazy. But as some of you know, some of you who have not been in a coma, you know that recently Hayden Williams was pounded on at UC Berkeley campuses, a UC Berkeley campus. And it's really interesting because a young man who, 28 years old, the guy that pounded on him, They're calling his alleged attacker, which is hilarious because you have it on video. Now, there were some pundits, you know, obviously left-leaning pundits, who said, well, they don't know how legal it is and whether the judge will admit the video because, you know, he didn't say he wanted to be videoed. You know, which is really funny because if you rob a bank and they have you on video, right? I mean, can the person who robbed the bank say, hey, I never approved, I never said you could take my video? This is stupid. One of the three felony charges included making a criminal threat. According to the criminal complaint, is you know what? When you make a threat to somebody, then you immediately carry it out. They got you. There's no way around it. Now, according to UC Berkeley, they put out a statement that said, we condemn violence and harassment of any sort for any reason. That sort of behavior is reprehensible and intolerable. We have in recent years spent millions of dollars to ensure that students from across the ideological political spectrum can safely and successfully promote and discuss their beliefs. Our commitment to freedom of expression and belief is unwavering. Yeah, that's a line of crock too. So the way they have done this is they don't allow, in most cases, they won't allow, they find ways not to allow conservative speakers because the left will come in and start ripping the place up. They're the ones that as you just saw here, they're the ones that come in and commit the violence. They're the ones that come in. You saw the Berkeley riots. Who was smashing windows? It wasn't the guys on the right. It wasn't conservatives. It was the left. And the thing I thought the beauty behind now, the beauty was watching all those little Antifa cowards, okay, watching them smash the windows to a Starbucks. I want you to think about that. Why am I saying that? Starbucks had carpets or, what do you call them, mats, doormats, with President Trump's face on them. Right? Didn't he say at one point in time, if you support President Trump, I'm not interested in you buying coffee from us? And those brain surgeons from Antifa were ripping up the same places that support them. It's, listen, as some people say, it was delicious to watch. It was just great. There wasn't a dessert you could make that would have made me happier. Federal judge in Los Angeles dismisses the Stormy Daniels hush money. Federal judge on Thursday tossed out the porn actress Stormy, well, I lovingly refer to her as the pole dancer, Stormy Daniels' lawsuit against President Trump. It sought to tear up a hush money settlement about their alleged affair. U.S. District Court Judge James Otero in Los Angeles said that the suit was irrelevant after Trump and his former personal lawyer agreed not to penalize Daniels for violating a non-disclosure agreement. Attorney Michael Cohen admitted in federal court that he arranged a payment to silence Daniels and help Trump win the presidency. Although, you know, heck, you've got presidential candidates now. They're talking about smoking dope and inhaling, okay? I mean, the things that same-sex marriage, 100% on board with, 100% on plus on board, and I say plus because, you know, talking about abortion after birth. I mean, all the things that we would have cringed at 10, 15, 20 years ago, they're coming out and saying, maybe Trump should have said, yeah, not only did I have sex with her, I had sex with 15 others that I had to pay. I mean, seriously, this is how crazy we've gotten. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, had wanted the court to declare the agreement illegal so she could speak out without fair financial penalties, which is a joke. But here's the other part of this. This is what I keep coming back to. There's no responsibility on the left. They don't want anybody to have any responsibility. You shouldn't be responsible for anything you do because as sure as there's a reason that you did it, they just don't know what it is. Right? Daniels, I don't know if they had sex or not. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't care to know. None of my business. Because two adults had consensual sex. Right? And then because he wanted to keep it quiet, and I'm painting a scenario here, I don't know if any of this is true. And because he wanted to keep it quiet, he offered her money to shut her up. He didn't threaten her and say, I'll have you killed. right? He didn't leave her locked in a car filled with water at Chappaquiddick. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Right? I mean, think about it. She's not part of a cornerstone of a brand new building in Los Angeles. He gave her money. Said, this stays between you and me. $130,000 for, not 100, oh yeah, 130 grand for what? I mean, what's the average hooker get? 20 bucks a session or something? I don't even know. So two consenting adults had sex. One pays the other to keep it quiet. This is not a crime. He didn't pay to have sex. He paid her to be quiet. She signed the agreement. She wasn't threatened. Nobody put a gun to her head. Nobody said they would ruin her life. Ah, but he's the president now. Or he's running for president. Think of all the money I can make. Avenatti probably came up to her and said, hey, listen, we can really get a big payday here. She came out and even said as much when she said he let her down and he played her. Avenatti did. So I want you to think of all of this. You talk about double standards like nobody else's. Billy Bob Clinton having oral sex with somebody in the White House. What did they say then? Well, those, you know, they're two adults. Can't tell them what to do. Wow. Bill actually paid people off because of sexual assault. Again, yesterday's news. Shouldn't be concerned with that. Or the one I always love is, well, he's not president now, Trump is. Think about that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign advisor, sentenced to just shy of 4 years in prison. The charges not related to the Russia investigation, but stemming from bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. In other news, support from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Trump scheduled to head to Alabama. He will visit families in Lee County who lost loved ones in the massive tornado, whose homes also destroyed. Alabama Senator Republican Richard Schultz Shelby revealing how he'll vote on the Democrats' attempt to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico.
I'm going to vote with the president, and I'm going to vote no on disapproval, because I believe the president has some constitutional rights and some statutory rights to do some things in an emergency.
Shelby, a guest on Fox News, the declaration aimed at funding construction of the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
All right, so if you ever owned a pair of parachute pants, hold them up. I want to see. I have a camera that can look. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels that the left gave us. You know those people who hate labels? They are so full of contradictions, it's pathetic. So all the labels, as I say, that the left says that they don't agree with, they hate when you put them, they can put them on us, it's fine. And in the book, I give you all kinds of, you know, there's chapters in the book around, you know, absolutes, absolutely not, very first chapter where it talks about how you can no longer, and over the years, how it's chipped away. There's no longer right and wrong. There's no, like I said, there's no longer boy and girl. There's no longer right or wrong. There are so many things now that the left considers fluid. Do we have American sovereignty or don't we? Do we have a right to protect ourselves or protect our laws? Do we have a right to enforce our laws? What about that one? Wouldn't that be cool if we can get that right back? Even if you think the law is wrong. You know, I always told my kids, if you think the law is wrong, maybe it is, you don't break it to fix it. You fight. You find out how to change it. That's what you do. One of the best examples of people that, over the decades, that have been able to make a major change are Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. I mean, look at what they've been able to do over 30, 40, 50 years. They could get absolutely no traction at first, and they kept it up, and they kept up the pressure, and they kept doing it until they started chipping away and getting these laws in places to protect their kids, to protect other humans from drunk idiots. And seeking to dismiss the lawsuit, for those of you who weren't here before, you'll have to go back and get the other segment. We're talking about Stormy Daniels and how an L.A. judge basically threw out the suit against Trump, right? What she wanted the agreement she made. She saw dollar signs. She was more than happy to sign a $130,000 agreement when Trump was not running for president, but when he decided to run for president, when he decided to, you know, when he became president, she saw money. There's a lot more money in this in a book or something else, because he's not going to pay me that kind of money. And whether they had sex or not, I don't care. Because even she says it was all consensual. What business, what right, and what business of yours is it is what two adults are doing? Now, what you always tell me? See, that again, the hypocrisy brought to the surface again. When it came to same-sex marriage and that kind of stuff. You keep telling us to stay out of the bedroom. You keep telling us it's nobody's business what two adults are doing together. Well, guess what? It's none of your business what two adults. Just because he happens to be president now, he wasn't then. You want to bring out everything he did? Let's bring out everything Billy Bob did. Let's ask Obama to tell. We still, you know, I think it's hilarious. When, in 2016, when you know, there were, what, 17 different candidates in the Republican Party, all of a sudden we started hearing about Ted Cruz and the others. We heard about their high school sweethearts and people they dated and things that happened in high school. We still don't even know, we don't know anything about Obama's early years. Nothing. Because the left doesn't care. They got what they wanted. Daniels had fought dismissal of the case because she wanted to record, record sworn testimony from two. Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, made no mention of a broader goal in declaring victory on Thursday. The court found that Ms. Daniels received everything she asked for, by the way, of the lawsuit. She won, Avenatti said. I'm telling you, the man smokes crack. There's no way around it. Avenatti said that he would seek legal fees in the case, but the judge said that was no longer an issue for him to decide. Otero sent the case back to the Los Angeles Superior Court, where it was initially filed. He said that the move does not mean that the litigation would continue there, but said that Daniels may be entitled to legal fees. Last year, Otero ordered Daniels to pay Trump $293,000 in attorney's fees after dismissing a defamation lawsuit she brought against him. So it's just that now it's not about protecting your character. It's now about money. Although, it's always been about money. Has it not? I mean, seriously. It's always been about money. Here's a name you haven't heard in a while. Chelsea Manning. Remember the traitor? Yeah, that's right. She faces contempt hearing after refusing to testify before a grand jury. Look at, these people are so entitled now. Can you imagine, I don't know, pick somebody on Trump's side, Manafort or any one of them. Can you imagine any one of them refusing to testify in front of a grand jury? What would be said? What are they hiding? See that? They're still sticking up for Trump. Seriously, think about it. Now, the former Army intelligence analyst, in case you guys have forgotten, who was convicted of leaking hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks, faces a contempt hearing of possible jail time for refusing to testify in front of, and I'll tell you what, this time, I don't think that Manning will be getting a presidential pardon, if you know what I'm saying. Manning said that she invoked her Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights Wednesday while appearing before a grand jury that asked questions about her public disclosure of diplomatic cables and military logs in 2010. Now, you know, in the old days, you were shot for treason. There were no pardons. We don't do anything. There is no reason not to break the law anymore, unless you're on the right or the far right. Because they will still crucify you. Right? I mean, think about it. They will still crucify you. They're accusing President Trump of breaking all these laws. And yet they're silent on what Hillary did. They're silent on other things that have gone. Shifty Schiff. He's got some things he's got to be careful about. We'll be talking about that over the next few days. Supporters of Manning believe the proceedings to be part of a federal investigation into WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The subpoena that Manning received in January from the U.S. District Court in Alexandria didn't specify any crimes, but it was issued at the request of a federal prosecutor. Right, and I would love to know what exactly they're looking for. So Assange was handed information. He didn't take it himself. He didn't steal it. Probably didn't even pay for it. So what's the crime? Did he cause all that problems for Hillary? Manning railed against the closed-door proceedings, claiming his secrecy makes those testifying susceptible to abuse. Ugh. Right. In solidarity with many activists facing the odds, I'll stand by my principles, Manning said in a statement. I will exhaust every legal remedy available. My legal team continues to challenge the secrecy of these proceedings, and I'm prepared to face the consequences of my refusal. Spoken like a true traitor. Manning said that she was given the immunity for her testimony before the grand jury, but still didn't offer details to federal prosecutors. I mean, if you think about this, how many people were ultimately hurt, may even have died, because of the information that Manning gave up? Just asking. Right? It's just amazing that this is consistently how the left operates. Do you think if Manning was a straight white guy that was a conservative, they'd be supporting him? Really? I'll tell you what, let me go one step further. If you think Manning was a transgender but a conservative Republican, you'd think they'd still be supporting her. I mean, just think about when Jenner came out and was having all that work done. They still weren't being nice because he was still registered as a Republican. So the sickness runs really deep, doesn't it? After the break, you know, I'm sure this is Obama. This is because of something Obama did. We just missed it. But apparently the hot U.S. job market is coaxing people in from the sidelines, people that didn't want to come play, people that didn't want to get involved because they couldn't find their exact job. Now they are, and they are jumping in. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Site. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
That's the new congressional theme song. For you young'uns. That was called, that's Frankenstein by Edgar Winter. Or the Edgar Winter Group. Actually, if you saw both of those boys together, you would think they were already dead and nobody told them to lie down. They really looked like death warmed over. I mean, they actually looked like they'd been doing coke 24/7 for like 10 years. That's how bad they looked. If you ever saw them live, they would scare. If you ever saw them walking down the street and you bumped into them, you would have been scared out of your mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, being part of the conversation, being part of the process, and I want you to stay involved. Look, you're going to see some great unemployment numbers coming up. And, you know, people talk about, remember, under Obama, we needed all these immigrants because nobody would do the work that they would do. Somehow, now there's a lot of Americans doing the work that they wouldn't do, that they're doing. Now, a strong burst of job growth over the past year has led many economists to wonder where all the work is coming from. As recently as last spring, analysts had worried that hiring would slow down as the pool of unemployment shrank. Many employers have complained for years that they could no longer find enough people to fill their open jobs. Turns out both sides were wrong, though. Now, the pace of hiring in 2018 was the most robust in 3 years. Now, see, this is what I love about this. First of all, it seems like whenever anything's going right, it's something that Obama put in place. Anytime something's going wrong, it's because of something that President Trump's done. If you listen to people on the left, we have only had a racial problem for the last 2 years. Did you know that? Apparently, the whole time that Obama was in office, we had no race issues. Well, we did, but the race issues was that us white guys hated him. That's what they'll tell you, which is the furthest it could be from the truth. I didn't agree with the guy. Doesn't mean I hate him. There's times I don't agree with my mother or my father. Does that mean I hate him? There's times I don't agree with my kids. Does that mean I hate them? Anyway, many more people have decided to look for work than experts had expected. The influx of those job seekers, if sustained, could help extend an economic expansion that's already second longest on record. Look, you guys keep using the stock market as an indicator to where everything is going, and that's not always the truth. Now, when I talk to some economists, and economists other than David Fisher as well, they keep telling me the same thing. It's not all about the market. It's not all about watching those numbers pop all around the place. Sometimes you simply have to pay attention to what's going on. And look, people are being hired. Businesses are still growing. You know, I like to tell the story years ago when we were, my wife and I both, Tammy and I both were in to the technology world. We worked for a technology company. Some of you remember the Palm Pilot. Remember that? Okay. That was the hottest product, and we saw it coming in, and we saw it coming out, and we knew that it would revolutionize the, you know, what do they call it, the personal data device. And for some odd reason, that company stock never really took off. Do you know where they are today? I mean, seriously. Apple's still there, Dell's still there, you know, Compaq's gone. They were absorbed up into HP, a bunch of computer companies that were gone. But we were in the business, and we're going, look, it's a great product. We're using it. And they know how to make it work in today's environment. Company never really took off. Their stocks were constantly tanked. That technology, that idea was being expanded on, that company just never went anywhere. So you can't always use common sense or the stock market as an indicator as to where we're going. Companies are still growing. Companies are still doing great. Companies are still bringing people on. For 5 years after the Great Recession ended in 2009, many Americans gave up on jobs, and that's true. We used to do them on the regular, you know, the timing of the show was perfect because I used to go through the numbers almost on a daily basis. And you look at the unemployment rates, and the reason the unemployment rate stayed so low is there was a massive amount of people before unemployment ran out were jumping into permanent disability. Because, see, we don't talk about that. Permanent disability rates were just out the door crazy. So if when you start to take all that into consideration, you can start painting a picture. You can see people's desperation. I remember going to some of those meetings where you heard people like in the city and other places where they were talking about how do you get jobs, how do you fill an application, how do you know where to go, are these jobs available, when and how do I know I need to be retrained, right? And people were just freaking out over at the time. Anyhow, millions of Americans now have decided to step up. Because at one time, even though they stopped looking for work, they've decided, hey, there's plenty of work out there. There's something I can do. Remember the jobs that only Mexicans would do? Only immigrants would do? That's why they had to come up here? For 5 years after the Great Recession that ended in 2009, many Americans gave up on their job hunts, right? And I started to tell you, they suffered from disabilities. Others enrolled in school or stayed home to raise children. Others were stymied by criminal paths. Or failed drug tests. Some just felt discouraged by their. You know, what's really weird about this is, remember, you could not get hired for passing a marijuana test, you know, testing positive for marijuana. Now it doesn't matter because it's legal. Economists have speculated that millions of these people lacked the necessary qualifications or were otherwise, they were just undesirable by employers, and chances are they might never work again. They were thought to be in like an economic hell, and they may never be able to be employed again. Yeah, the past few years it has, right? They starting to grow. People are starting to come back to work. The proportion of Americans aged 25 to 54 who have had a job has reached nearly 80%. That's a number that we've only seen before the quote-unquote Great Recession. Now, economists call that age group, 25 to 54, the prime age group. It excludes older Americans, some who have retired, younger workers who may still be in school, just getting some part-time work. Right? The U.S. has got a diverse and dynamic economy, often surprise us. Julia Coronado, chief economist at the Macro Policy Perspective, said this is a positive surprise. We're all surprised. You know, the economists, so those guys that we trust for so much and with so much, just caught them totally off guard. I like it. I think it's hilarious. Right? I think it shows you that you can't listen, you can't believe everything they tell you. Because they don't always know. All right. A couple of other good ones. You know, I put this up the other day and I was surprised at the resistance I got. Got a couple of minutes. I can get through this. You constantly hear how TV doesn't affect children. You hear it. I don't care whether you believe it. That was not my comment. But you always hear that, you know, especially from the people in TV, that TV doesn't affect kids. TV doesn't influence kids. Kids know the difference between right and wrong. They know the difference between fantasy. Not true. It's just not true. You look at what's taking place. These kids that constantly have their faces buried. We talked about this the other night. Constantly buried in their iPhone, iPad, whatever. It changes their perspective on life. A new study has showed that a Netflix show called 13 Reasons Why. The 13 Reasons Why are 13 Reasons Why You Should Commit Suicide. Yeah, you heard me. Can you imagine any of those shows being on when we were kids? Weren't most of the shows that we had is how to overcome, how to persevere, how to do better, how to break through? Not anymore. Now it's how to deal with your pain. How to embrace your pain. Are we serious? 13 Reasons Why has increased teen suicide. We have the highest teen suicide rate on the planet, for God's sakes. Why is that? What do we do to our kids? Why has it changed from even when I was a kid to today? What have we done to our children to make it easier? I mean, think about some of the stuff we've done. It's easier for us to tell our kids that abortion is better than adoption. Choosing death is better than choosing life. Come on, let that sink in. If your child is teetering on the edge of depression, certain programming involving suicide can have powerful enough content to increase the risk of self-harm. Michigan Medicine, the health arm of University of Michigan, researches how much the impact of the widely popular and rather controversial Netflix show 13 Reasons Why is, and how it had the effect it had on vulnerable teenagers. The study didn't confirm the show had a direct link in increasing suicide, but instead it concluded that parents with at-risk children should be more vigilant in what they're watching. Not just watching, listening to. Who are they hanging with? What are they reading? How many hours a day are they spending in their dark room alone? The study only included teenagers who were previously considered at risk of suicide. The study does not include how this type of media exposes impact kids who are not already considered depressed. You can find this up on our Facebook page. I tweeted this out. I'll put it up on our regular website page. God bless you. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here tomorrow.